I am Roberta Schultz. Baby of the Family, Mara Roosevelt's first novel from Dutton Press this March, is largely about the perils of privilege and how it keeps those clouded by it from being all they can be. And Mara would know what it's like to be asked the question her fictional characters find themselves always fielding when people first make their acquaintance. Are you related? Because, yes, she is. She's the great-granddaughter of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt, so she knows much about how the world of privilege can stifle as well as provide. Roosevelt holds an MFA from NYU in fiction writing and a BA from Harvard. For the past 4 years, she's been a full-time lecturer in NYU's essay writing program and is currently teaching writing at USC. Her work has appeared in The Nation magazine and Volume 1 Brooklyn, as well as Joyland magazine, where her short story, Baby of the Family, was recognized as most read story of 2014. It is this short story that has expanded into Roosevelt's full-length novel treatment of the fictional Whitby family. Roosevelt's debut weaves together multiple perspectives, many told in flashback, to create a portrait of a crumbling American dynasty. When asked by an interviewer if any of Baby of the Family is autobiographical, Roosevelt will admit that one parallel is with her own grandfather's four marriages. A pivotal plot event in the novel involves how the death of patriarch Roger Whitby affects his surviving four families when he leaves his entire estate to his last and adopted son, Nick. Nick is an activist during the early years of the 21st century who risks all his privilege to take part in a protest that goes awry. He goes into hiding after his activist group's activities are labeled terrorism in the aftermath of 9/11. While in hiding, he seeks out his half-sister Shelley, who is also suffering her own downward spiral when she learns of Roger's death, and receives word that all the siblings, save Nick, have been disinherited. Brooke, yet another half-sibling from another marriage, leads the search for Nick in order to convince him to let the other offspring of Roger keep their homes. Brooke, who has just found herself unexpectedly pregnant by a man she has no desire to marry, works as a nurse in Boston. She tries to find Nick by contacting Shelley, who had dropped out of college upon learning of Roger's death and has returned to her childhood home in Manhattan, to discover that her mother is hospitalized again for mental illness. In desperation, Shelley goes to work as an assistant to a blind architect. Soon, all three half-siblings find their worlds colliding in that they must face the question they've been running from their whole lives. What do they want their future to look like if they can finally escape their past? Roosevelt is a master of creating complicated characters who the reader roots for despite their flaws. Shelley, in particular, for all her tough girl posturing, won my heart for her transparent need for someone to recognize her as special beyond her family name. For a brief time, she manages to create a nuclear family for herself out of the runaway Nick and his new girlfriend, Grace, who is also the daughter of Shelley's mysterious employer, Mr. Kamal, the blind architect. When asked about the prevalence of activism and architectural themes in the novel, Roosevelt acknowledges that she took part in protests against the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as some local campaigns to stop gentrification. She admits to being arrested twice. Roosevelt also revealed that she was surprised that she ended up focusing so much on the architecture of old houses in New York, although she believes they all have so many stories to tell. Baby of the Family by Mara Roosevelt is both a story about a complicated family and the strange and new, in the scope of human history, social class system in America. It is a dynamic novel that explores political activism and life before the Me Too movement, with grace, reflection, and a little humor. But it's also a story of family secrets and how they bind us together and threaten to blow us apart. It's about how we define ourselves and finally grow up. You can find a link to Baby of the Family by Mara Roosevelt at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.